We are just a day and a half or whatever, 2 days away from NFL football. Everything's been going well, hopefully, for the kids, practices, and you'll be ready to go on Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a great, week and a half now with the kiddos. Got a couple more practices ahead of us the next couple days, and then we'll be ready for game nights. And the kids have been working extremely hard. You know, I think they're out there having a lot of fun, you know, a lot of smiles on their faces, and us coaches, and that's the main thing. And so just excited to, you know, we've had our draft. We got the kiddos in the teams, and now we're just getting ready for Friday, that first game night, and we'll be kicking that off at 6 o'clock, and we'll have four games that night, 6, 7, 8, 9 o'clock, respectively. And then next Tuesday, we'll also have a game night, and then next Thursday as well. So a lot of things jam-packed here in the next week or so, but it's been a really great league season so far.
Got a lot of your players and former players, coaches, all helping out, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of great help this year out there. You know, we have some a lot of our high school players are out there helping and coaching teams, and that's really what it, you know, it's all about, those guys getting out there, and they love being out there, because that's something that we talk about a lot is, you know, a long time ago, or it really wasn't that long ago, I guess, for some of these high school guys, but, you know, someone took the time to work with them, and so they're just ecstatic to be out there with the kids. And then, you know, we have some former players back, like, you know, Luke Maris, Mark Ark, Reese Delavo, Ethan Hicks, and so along with some others coaching, and it's just a lot of fun out there and getting to work with the kids.
Well, Coach, this week NSAA released the schedules for the fall season. I think you had a pretty good idea, you know, what was going to be coming up in the schedule. But your thoughts, going to open up at home. Yeah, boy, Hastings Tigers, you knew them well from last year in a couple of meetings, and you got them home at Wyland Field to kick off the season on the 27th of August.
Yeah, very excited, you know, to get the schedule out. You know, we knew what it was going to be as far as who our opponents were. We're on the second year of this two-year cycle, always goes in a two-year cycle, so everything just rolls over to the next year as far as home and away. And so very excited about the schedule we have upcoming. We're going to have a home opener, and it's going to be you know, Friday, August 27th against Hastings. You know, very familiar with that team the last, you know, for a while now, but especially these last couple of years, they've had a really good football team the last couple of years. And, you know, last year they went 9-2 and made the semifinals and had a really great game against Elkhorn High School, who they lost to, but Elkhorn went on to win the state championship in Class B. So, you know, Hastings is going to be an interesting foe as far as, you know, they, you know, it's no secret they lose a lot of those players that they had from a year ago, and so it's just going to be interesting to see what, you know, how, what they come back with, and the guys that they plug in those spots of some of those players that were just really good ball players for them. And, you know, we played them really well last year, and, you know, we obviously had, you know, a handful of seniors to graduation. You're going to have that every year, but we're excited about the guys we got coming back. You know, really excited about those players that we have, and being able to open up with Hastings at home on that 27th date is exciting.
First Friday of September, and wow, the Crete Cardinals. Gosh, if my memory serves me right, we haven't made a road trip to Crete since the early 2000s. I'm sure Coach Gross and you guys have talked about this already, and that was in the playoffs. If my memory serves me right, that was the last time McCook and Crete played played in a regular season. Well, no, it's been there was some other matchups. I can't forget the 2000s and everything. I'm going back too far, in, aren't I?
No, that's right. It's been a while since we've played them along the way since that year, that deep in the playoff run of that 02 team. But we have not made a trip down there to play them. They've come out to our place for some playoff games. So that's going to be an exciting atmosphere to go down there. You know, for Crete, they were 1-6 a year ago, but I really believe the record is something you can't really look at. at. They bring back 7 starters on defense and 8 on offense. So that's going to be a very experienced team coming back and what they have in store for us. But, yeah, week 2, we're going to be on the road heading east to Crete, and so excited about that matchup as well.
Week 3, you get a chance to see Coach Snodgrass and the York Dukes, and I know they've kind of had a year or so of some struggles, but they're bound and determined, I'm sure, to get back in the winning track here pretty soon, aren't they?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, the last couple of years for York has definitely not been, you know, what they've been, you know, their expectation, what they've been used to around there. And so, you know, they finished 3-5 a year ago, and, you know, we get a chance to get them back at home. And, you know, that was the one thing looking at this schedule, you know, as it rolled over to this year. You know, we traveled east. We had quite a travel schedule last year, and, you know, to be able to bring some of these Eastern schools into our place, you know, that's kind of the nice thing, getting that rolled over to this year. So we'll get back with, you know, anytime you face a Coach Glenn Snodgrass team, you're going to get a really great matchup. And so we'll be interested to see what they have in store for us and come back from their year ago.
And then after that, you have another East team making the way west in the Seward Blue Jays.
Yeah, very, you know, we went down to Seward last year and really, you know, took off in the second half against them. And, you know, you come out of the locker room and looking at those players, a really quality-looking team over there. They bring, as I look at here, 6 starters back on defense and then 6 starters on offense. And they were a playoff qualifying team and just lost to Bennington in the first round. But they have a really solid quarterback returner from last year that is going to be something we're going to have to be really prepared for on defense. But yeah, be able to get back-to-back home games against some, you know, farther east opponents, so we'll see what they have in store for us as well.
Next 2 are on the road at Lexington with the Minutemen, and then a road trip back to the land of the Huskies at Aurora High School.
Yeah, you know, Lexington is in our district, so the B5 district is us, Alliance, Gearing, Lexington, and Scotts Bluff. So, you know, obviously going on the road to Lexington and being a district opponent, that's just there's not going to be much motivation needed there. That's always a good game. That's always a good rivalry game for us. And so they'll be tough. They play tough. And so we'll be interested to see when we'll go back on the road and go to Lexington. And so the motivation will definitely be there with it being a district opponent. And then we'll be back on the road again against Aurora. You know, a lot of people are going to know about Aurora this year. They went 9-4 a year ago. They were in the finals against Elkhorn High School and were the state runner-up. They have a lot of guys returning. They have 8 guys on defense returning, 8 guys on offense. So that is going to be a great matchup. I mean, no question about it. That's always a phenomenal environment down there when we go play Aurora. It's always great history, great tradition against us. So that is going to be – and we played those guys really well a year ago, and so we're excited about, you know, getting another shot at them during the regular season and have to go down to their place. It's always a great atmosphere, but, you know, there's no question that Aurora coming into this season in Class B is going to be one of the favorites, and so definitely going to have to be ready to, as all these games, be ready to bring in against them when we travel to their place.
And probably pretty nice, 2 of the last 3 at home and the final stages of the regular season with a couple of more district opponents and Gearing at home at Scotts Bluff and then Alliance to wrap up the regular season.
Yeah, it'll be kind of nice to, you know, this year as we roll over the schedule to, you know, we're going to have 2 of the last 3 games at home. You know, it's traditional over the last few years. We, you know, that's definitely the panhandle teams, and there's travel involved in that, which we're fully accustomed to. But we'll get Gearing at home and Scotts Bluff on the road, which Scotts Bluff was a 500 team a year ago, and we beat them in the last minutes of the game down in our place, which was a very exciting game. They'll have, you know, a handful of starters coming back on both sides of the ball. They were a playoff qualifying team a year ago and lost to Aurora in the first round. And so that's always a very physical matchup, a great matchup. They're going to be very well coached. And so, you know, with Gary and Scott's Bluff and then finishing up with Alliance at home, and, you know, we have Lexington, obviously, before that Aurora game, and then those three games in our district opponents, you know, feel really good about, you know, obviously travel at the end of the year, you got to deal with what the schedule gives you, but we're definitely not going to shy away from, you know, we go on the road a couple weeks and then be able to be home two of the last 3 weeks to finish up our regular season schedule. So feel really excited about the 2021 season, and the guys are working extremely hard in the weight room, and we had a great camp season at the beginning of June. We're going to finish up with a Shattered State Skills Camp here at the end of July. Just a lot of excitement right now about what this team can do in 2021 and our schedule ahead of us. You know, we have a tough schedule. We believe that it's a really good schedule, and we'll be excited to take it on.